You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Andrew Pizzicalis, CEO of Purple Haze Properties, and I'm really excited to get up early this morning to hang out because we left West Hollywood, left the office, came down to sunny Las Vegas. Actually, it's a little bit colder than I thought it was going to be. Came to Las Vegas to go hang out, meet Pony, do a bunch of interviews, and especially blessed to have my buddy who came on, Stuart from Globe Photos. Real treat to have you on today. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here and being part of Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, of course. So give everybody a little bit of a background about what it is that you did when you kind of went around and collected the images and what it is you actually do with your images.
Sure, absolutely. So Globe Photos was the nation's first pop culture licensing agency, started in New York City in 1939. And over the last 75 plus years, Globe Photos and the 5,000 photographers it represents have amassed a library of over 10 million iconic images.
So 10 million images you've acquired. So you've went around in whatever ways you did to go purchase what it is the negatives, right? Or the masters of that actual shot.
That's correct.
So in that many images, what are some of the celebrities so they can get an understanding of some cool collections that you've picked up through the days?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the coolest ones that we picked up last year was the Jill Gibson archive.
Okay.
And Jill Gibson was actually a great backstory. She was hanging with the mamas and the papas in the mid-1960s and actually replaced Michelle Phillips on their second album.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So she was had some great access at the Monterey Pop Festival, and she got an incredible amount of candid shots of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, now, if people don't remember what the Monterey Pop Festival, as far as it pertains to Jimi, that was one of the most famous concerts that Jimi performed because he was just so into the groove and so into what he was doing that night that he actually set his guitar on fire. And I think that was the first time he ever did that, right?
Yeah. It was one of the most iconic scenes in rock history. The Monterey Pop Festival is actually the nation's first major music festival. We celebrated the 50th anniversary this past summer, and took place during the Summer of Love in 1967 in Monterey, California.
And what is the Summer of Love for all those newbies and all those millennials who are like listening to this? He's like, what the fuck? Mamas and papas, I don't know who they are. But let's give a little bit of what's some current ones that you might have that some of the younger kids might be like, oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, with Jimi Hendrix and again...
Well, Jimmy's a huge one. He's got 2 billion fans, but let's maybe go other spectrum. Like, do you just have musicians? You have actors, actresses? Like, what kind of stuff do you have?
Gosh, we've got everybody from James Dean and Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, nice.
Steve McQueen and, you know, more contemporary, a lot of the major artists, a lot of the bands, Jane's Addiction,
yeah. And yeah. You told me you picked up a huge collection of hip-hop and stuff with Bob Marley, right? And Peter Tosh.
Incredible images. One of our archives that we acquired.
And you said you had one of, like, Peter Tosh smoking a joint with a dude from Rolling Stones, right? Mick Jagger or something like that. That's fucking cool.
Exactly.
That's some cool shit.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of, like, cannabis-related backstage or, like, celebrities that were puffing or doing any kind of drugs at all? Or do you rarely get that kind of candidness in a shot?
You know, it's hard to come by. There's an archive that we've been chasing for the last few years, and it's an incredible photographer that captured the New York club scene from
Like Studio 54 type shit.
Studio 54.
And was it with like famous people in the shots?
Everybody.
1967
to 1977, a 10-year period where he had unlimited access at CBGB, the bottom line.
Ah, CBGB. Now, that was a cool club. For any of you guys that are definitely in the younger generations, and I know they got all kinds of, you know, wild clubs that you go to and participate in these days, but back then it was real fresh. It was like the first real, like, time where they're like, you know what, you come into my club and you can do your thing. You know what I mean? You can do your thing, whatever it is that thing is. You can do your thing in my place. And like people felt very free.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I guess because you could do all kinds of drugs or this and dress up however you want and dance and party and fucking do your thing, you know. And I think most people for the most part respected each other because of that kind of first time vibe, right? Yeah. I don't think you had a lot of like club breakups and fights and all this weird shit that you have in clubs today, right?
No, it was a very different scene. It was really the beginning of the New York rock scene, and so it was everybody coming together, and it was kind of it was a big mashup. I mean, every night you could have the Sex Pistols on the stage. With the Rolling Stones.
And would it be that they came to party and then went up there and fucking performed? Or these clubs just brought in these massive filthy acts?
No, it was so low key where people were hanging backstage and maybe Bob Marley was coming on stage, but his friends were there. So Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger were hanging backstage.
That's tight.
But the vibe was so great that they just kind of got up there and started jamming themselves. And so you had these incredible, you know, just jam sessions that were just real spontaneous.
And what are some other, if you had to pick your top five favorite shots? I mean, you're talking about millions in your collection, so that might be a tough question. But let's say some of your five like favorite ones of all times. What are they and why?
Yeah, we have one particular shoot that I love. It's it was Led Zeppelin, and it was the first time they came to California, and they were staying at the Chateau Marmont.
Oh, nice! Shout out to the Marmont, legendary place.
Legendary place, and at the time they were on top of the world, coming out with their second album, just tearing the place apart, and just. One of our photographers, Jay Thompson, was there to capture it all. So you had them, you know, the Munchies backstage, you know, in the kitchen, you know, the commercial kitchen of the Chateau Marmont, just chowing down.
Oh, that's tight.
Just fucking around in the
elevator.
That's great.
You see, that's the thing you got to understand is it's really interesting when you see an image of a celebrity and, you know, you buy a poster and you put it up. You know, in your room, and it's something that inspires you. But how rare is that poster isn't just something that was promotional or something that the artist, you know, did a photo shoot or this or whatever to get it. So it's like a whole different feel when you can capture getting an image of like the private shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I think that if in anything when you see from celebrity photos, I think that's and. Don't get me wrong, like the photos that captured Jimmy fucking burning his guitar or this were like, were genius enough back then to think, oh, I'm gonna bring a camera, because very few people in that era were so busy partying and getting fucked up and doing all this shit. Do you know what I'm saying? That like, they didn't, were smart enough to say, hey, I'm gonna bring a fucking camera, I'm gonna take a couple of shots.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, and really to put it into perspective, because you know, everybody these days is a photographer. Everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's snapping away.
Exactly.
But back in the day, I mean, we're talking, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you know, it was just, you know, it was a small niche, and a few people had cameras, were hanging around with cameras, you know, and capturing that scene.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's really capturing, you know, history.
So aside in a non-photo note, here on the Wake and Bake Show, I know that you definitely enjoy, you know, the herb. Maybe not hitting it all the time and stuff, but enjoy it for its medicinal qualities. But if you were going to wake and bake in the morning and kind of chill, it was an important day, you're going into the office, wanted to crack one open and smoke, what would be your song? And we ask this to everybody who comes on the Wake and Bake Show. What would be your song? We just throw in the background music that was kind of like your morning, kind of wake up and jam. What do you listen to? Give me a song.
I got to tell you, the song that really just comes to mind is Jane's Addiction, Summertime.
Okay, Summertime.
And you know, it's just one of those songs that just kind of...
Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, you know, just kind of focuses you for the day. And it's one of those songs that just feels good and gives you energy and just kind of gives you that kind of
shout
motivation.
Out to Jane's Addiction, Steve Perkins. Check out all the great photos on Globe and give a shout out to your website. And if you guys have an Instagram or Facebook page.
Sure. Absolutely. Just www.globephotos.com and you can surf around and check out everything.
www.globephotos.com. And, you know, even if it's not that you're using it for commercial or whatever purposes you guys have, you know, give the use for magazines, for newspapers, for, you know, various issues. If you guys just want to look through those catalogs, even if it's not to buy it, it's so worth going through the website to check out all that cool shit, you know?
Yeah, really, what we do is we really provide a snapshot of history, you know, the top images and scenes in the last 100 years, and it's just a cool, super cool thing to do and really understand that all the bands today or, you know, have heavy influences from the bands and the iconic figures from the last 100 years. You know, we're real excited to be here and, you know, being part of this. And, you know, us at Globe Photos, we're going to be making some really cool offers out to listeners of Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, of course. And that's the thing, is we want you guys to be a little educated. And, you know, what are you smoking on today? You got yourself a little nug, a little wax, a little keef, you got an indica, sativa, what you got going on in the brain. And, you know, if you guys want to collect or enjoy this stuff, we actually do work with Globe Photos. And as a matter of fact, work with the specific Jimmy stuff we were just talking about. So we're going to be putting out some limited editions that we're going to post up on Purple Haze Radio and Purple Haze Properties, that we're going to find a couple of really cool shots of different celebrities, just like we're talking about, a little bit more in the background, a little more kind of stuff you would don't really ever get to see, you know? And we're going to give that out to you guys to be able to enjoy and to collect, you know, and to post and to talk about for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things that that we have that we've never released. I mean, we're talking never been seen before by anybody. And we're gonna put these out, you know, maybe once a week. We'll do something to really get something.
Yeah, because, you know, this is the thing, is like, there's also a value in it, right? I mean, let's explain that. You know, like sometimes people are like, how do I know if I buy something and it says, oh, it's numbered in this? Like, how do I know that it actually goes up in value? And I think you could probably explain that the best, especially talking about the print quality and the type of paper and all those things that you guys go the extra mile when you print your stuff than if you just go into, let's say, Spencer Gifts and buy a poster.
Oh,
could
yeah.
you explain that to them?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we provide fine art limited edition prints, and what we mean by that is we use archival paper and archival inks, something that's real top quality, something that will last 100 years or 500 years. Each one of our prints is individually numbered, comes with a matching certificate of authenticity. We've got tamper-proof numbered holographic seals that
match. Oh, now that's cool. Yeah. Tamper-proof holographic seals. So then you know the shit's like for sure good.
Exactly.
Now, is there a way people could get an idea of what the value would be after time? Do you guys ever thought about maybe putting out a value guide, let's say, to stuff that you guys have out?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a deep, deep background in the sports world. And,
oh, in the sports world, nice.
And we've been doing that.
So you have a lot of sports pictures.
We've got a lot of sports
pictures.
Okay,
so for our sports fans, What, you have a lot of football, hockey, like what kind of stuff are we talking about?
I mean, just really cool stuff, baseball, football, basketball.
Baseball, hockey. Interesting, yeah, baseball. Yeah. So probably old school stuff too, like Babe Ruth, are we talking type
I'm
stuff
talking
or no?
Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. And
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, got Mickey Mantle golfing with Billy Martin, really cool stuff. I mean, really, you know, images that you'll never see before. Will Chamberlain hanging during his rookie season.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah. Probably some Michael Jordan stuff when he was pimping back in the day.
Absolutely.
Little Larry Bird.
Larry Bird in Boston, for sure. For sure.
Hell yeah.
All the way up to modern times. And, you know, just a lot of great stuff. But, you know, talking about values, yeah. You know, we make sure that there's more demand than supply. And that way, when one of our editions sells out, it's only available on the secondary market. You know, so if you bought a 16x20 Jimi Hendrix print and we only did 125 of those,
you'll never do that print that size or anything like that.
Never be done again.
Yeah. See, that's great. Yeah. That's a good way to do it for sure. And then people know that what they're getting is actually a great value. You know?
Yeah. I tell people that pop culture photography is the most undervalued art form.
Now, if someone saw a photo just hypothetically and they wanted to buy it to be able to print it once, let's say, to put in their room, is that something they can do through the site, or it doesn't work like that?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Now, are there outlets or stores that you could shout out that maybe sell some of the prints, or how do people get the ones that you actually do? They just have to follow what you do, or is there a newsletter, or like how would someone get to have an idea of what you got going on?
Right.
If they wanted to like participate or
buy
something, not just like what we'll do on our site.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and have a limited thing. What about like, you know, the stuff you normally print and do editions of?
No, absolutely. I mean, we're direct to consumer, you know, www.globephotos.com. We do work with a lot of major retailers.
Sure.
And those retailers are, you know, we create custom programs for them and make them available only in those retail locations. We're working on a program right now with like Restoration Hardware, and these are kind of high-end.
Oh, Restoration Hardware. Now, that's a great place. That's cool as hell to do that with them. They're a great company. Shout out to Restoration Hardware. You guys always are good on the furniture and all that stuff. Even like one of my daughter's cribs was from Restoration Hardware, so I gotta definitely.
I'll tell a little Restoration Hardware story.
Yeah,
you know, I was doing some renovation in the house, and you know, I was looking for the perfect couch. I mean, you come back long day at work or whatever you're doing, and you just want to chill.
Absolutely,
I wanted to find the absolute best couch in the world, and I'll tell you, the Restoration Hardware Cloud.
Okay.
It's hands down.
All right. Shout out one. If you guys need to get comfy, light up a joint, and have a real, real comfy couch. You know, that's Stuart's pick.
That's it. My
pick. And we're getting towards when we're going to pop on soon. I'm going to take a munchie break and go have our next guest that's been coming up. You know, Stuart, any shout outs you want to give out to anybody before we cut out?
Yeah, you know, right now, I'm just happy to be here. I'm shouting out to Purple Haze Radio.
Thanks, brother.
I'm really excited. I think that, you know, the vibe and the tunes that are coming out of this station, really,
this is
groundbreaking, man. This is the future.
I appreciate it, man. And when you guys listen to Purple Haze Radio, we got 27 different zones of music. Check out the website, purplehaze-radio.com, and check out our schedule. We got cannabis talk shows like this Wake and Bake show airing at 4:20 a.m. So all you East Coast motherfuckers driving into work can hear us. And then we also replay at 7:10 a.m. Pacific time, so all my fellows in Cali getting up can catch the show. And then we repeat at 4:20 p.m., our favorite time of the day. And then at 7 o'clock during the 7:10 oil hour, we do live concerts where you get to hear great bands like Pearl Jam, Led Zeppelin, you know, The Doors, all kinds of cool stuff that whether you were going to hear it or not, you know, at least it's up there for free and you can check it out 365 days a year. This is Andrew Pizzicalis, CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Dash Radio, and I'm hoping you guys have a good day. And just remember, if you got a boss that's bothering you, you're driving into work, your relatives like just fucking bugging you, whatever it was that was like bothering you, try to just take a deep breath and let that energy go out of your brain and try to enjoy the day. And just remember that at some point in time, you are going to have free time. You're going to be done with work. You have a break, whatever it may be. And you can always just smoke a little weed, smoke a little medicine and make you feel better. Check out the rest of our Wake and Bake shows coming on. Our show's on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, so check it out. And then you got Pony Boy this week's Monday to Friday and the Jason Brown Legacy Show. We'll talk to you later, and peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and it's early 4:20 in the morning, and I'm really excited today to be with two of my favorite guests that came all the way from New York to come visit and hang out with us today. My boys, Fred and Jay. What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
What's going on, brother?
How you enjoying? Is it a little bit warmer here than it is in New York, or what?
Not by much, man. Not much at all.
It can. Yeah, actually, I'm surprised, right? You like, you know, you think about that stuff. It's like, I heard it's pretty fucking cold there, huh?
Shit, man. I was in Miami last week, 40 degrees. So, I mean, I don't know, man.
And you do a lot of traveling. You travel all over the place, pretty much. So you get to hit all kinds of tropical weathers. Is it mainly pretty, like, cold most of the places you're traveling right now or no?
I mean, it's a mix, man. From being in Macedonia where it's, sub-zeros, and then, you know, we're in
Macedonia,
Miami,
now
South
for those driving in from all over the world listening, driving in their cars of all different ages and things like that, they're like, Macedonia, is that someplace in the United States? No, it's not in the United States. Where is Macedonia?
It's right near Croatia, man. Good vacation spot.
So, okay, nice spot by Croatia.
Good pot, man. See? Albanian prop.
So oh, no shit. Yeah, so shout out to the Albanians out there. Hell yeah. And then, Fred, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing excellent.
I think you and I definitely need to do a little wakey-bakey for the morning. I know you hit some oil just now. Let's hit a little bit more. You're hitting that shit like a champion. Let's hit some more this morning. I got to make sure that everybody out there driving in their cars and driving all around could be able to, enjoy what we're enjoying, at least for a little bit right now, right?
So. Absolutely.
Come on, hit that nail, Freddy.
No, I'm gonna hit the bong at this point.
All right, yeah, hit the bong. A little leisure piece. Shout out to my boy Leisure making some really good glass that we got out of here. So when we're on the Wake and Bake show, one of the cool things that we try to do is we always ask our guests, because it always makes it pretty interesting, what is it that you wake and bake and listen to when you're jamming in the morning? And for all you guys sitting at home, on your bed, in your couch, getting ready for work, whatever it is it may be, I know you got something that you're jamming to, but right now I know you're listening to us over here on the Wake and Bake show, but we're going to throw a little different background music. We're going to start with Jay and say, Jay, what song, if we wanted to pull up on Spotify...
I mean, I'm an old Biggie guy, so I'm that hip-hop, man. I'm a Biggie guy. I'm a Wu guy, from New York, so.
All right, Biggie Smalls.
Definitely, man.
All right, so.
Can't go wrong with Eddie.
Can't go wrong, Biggie. So we got, let's see, what do you, is there something particular, like a little Big Papa, or is there something even more?
You know, man, I'm like that old classic guy. Like, I'm a party and bullshit. I don't know if you got it, but that's like one of those early, early Biggie shits.
Okay, so let's, and the actual name is called Party and Bullshit?
Yeah, man.
Party and...
Bullshit.
Yeah, Party and Bullshit. Yeah, all right, so we got Party and Bullshit. And we got the Notorious Biggie right there. Bam, let's hear that shit for the morning. Whatever you guys got going on. What do you got going on today? You on an indica sativa? You smoking on some flower? You smoking on some wax? Come join us while we listen to a little bit of the Biggie, for sure.
Can't go wrong with a Big, man. I told you.
You can't go wrong with that in the early morning time.
Morning, noon, and night. Biggie all day.
So Jay, you go around the country and work with governments, right? To explain exactly what it is you do in your company.
You know, so we started in the States, obviously with some grows out here, and I was invited out into the Balkans, Macedonia in particular, to look at basically taking the country and writing some laws and having these guys go legal and be able to sell into the European market. And You know, from that point, we went into Jamaica.
And that's for for CBD. So you actually went to the...
No, we went to THC.
On THC. Yeah. So you actually went to the government, or let's put Macedonia. Is it a president? Is it royalty? Is it like, what's the deal in a place
we
like that?
We sit with all the ministers, the Minister of Finance, Minister of Health, and Minister of Tourism.
So you set up, you're in this meeting with all these fucking old school, probably old motherfuckers.
I still don't know why I'm there, man.
Don't even speak, right? You roll in, you sit down to them, and they're waiting to hear what your like proposal is, and then all of a sudden you start talking about herb. Are you ever wondered that, like, some of them might just be, like, think that that's so fucking crazy, they're like, get the fuck out of here, or no?
You know, listen, man, when you sit with these guys, you have to have an approach for each one. So what I tell the Minister of Finance is not what I tell the Minister of, you know, Health.
Sure.
Obviously, sure. I tell the finance guy how much money we're going to make. I tell the guy, you know, Minister of Health, how we're going to cure everybody. And it's a different pitch to each one of those guys, but obviously it makes sense to all of them, right?
So, but in the end, you explain the benefits for health, or what's the big thing you think that makes them want to do it? Is it the money? Is it like you're just like, man, you guys could get fucking rich? I mean, like, what's the...
I mean, you know, look, we look at these countries and we say Albania, for example, right? So tremendous amount of growing. These guys do $6 billion in sales. You know, obviously illegal sales, so the government doesn't get any of that money, right?
Okay.
So we tell them, look, you know what? You're not going to have NATO raid you. You get rid of the crime factor. You bring in 10% taxing on $6 billion. You know, and it looks better for the country. So, I mean, these guys are guys who need the tax revenue in these countries. So, you know, and it just started with Macedonia. I said Macedonia, but, you know, we're in Suriname. We're in... you know, Jamaica.
Shout out to my Jamaican brothers out there.
We got a call from a private island, Gambia, man, in Africa. So
Gambia. Now, that's some dangerous shit. I don't know how much I want to go rolling around in places like that yet, but you got some balls on you, man. And then Fred, my brother. How are you doing? Now, Fred is one of my favorite connoisseurs of the cannabis, and definitely enjoy all the cannabis cups that you've gotten to participate. What do you think about rolling out when you roll out and get to come out here from the East Coast to the West Coast? And you've gone to a few cannabis cups with me, right?
Correct. I loved it.
I mean, how would you explain the experience to someone who's never, you know, who's never actually gone to one of these things? How would you explain it?
Well, first of all, it depends if we're talking to a weed head or a regular person.
Okay, let's just say, let's start with the regular person.
The regular person, I say, you have to go and you have to experience going and really getting so into the marijuana culture, the cannabis culture, and getting to experience how it changes you as a human being. No matter how you come in, you could come in with the most relaxed, you're going to leave relaxed, of course. But you could come into it as stiff and alienated and thinking it's something terrible. If you actually go to one of these festivals, you're going to go and leave enlightened, and you're never going to think of it as something negative or evil or bad or anything that should ever be outlawed.
And it is pretty crazy how much it is looked at negatively, right? Even where you are in New York, right?
Yeah, it's amazing because that, you know, everybody's brainwashed, you know, they believe what we're taught. We're taught by people's stuff, and at this point, I think that the whole world is recognizing that cannabis is good.
Now, I heard New York has been, like, super fucked up. I've had friends who have actually just been standing around friends before a concert who have been, like, smoking weed, and they come and, like, round you all up, right? Like, have you heard... I've heard these stories, you know, not just from my friends, but, like, stories about how, like, they paddy wagon whole groups of motherfuckers just so they could go give them tickets, and then they gotta fucking go to court and do all that shit, right?
I mean, still getting ordinances, man. I'm a blunt guy, right? So, you know, those blunts, you know, you light them up and $40 ticket, and they want to check your pockets, and you know, it's not Cali, man.
You see what I'm saying? And a cop would never waste their time on the West Coast on some bullshit like that. That's fucking crazy. But shout out to, New Jersey. But then didn't I hear all of a sudden New York out of left wing wants to try to go rec now too or something?
So they're trying to push that. I think once Jersey goes rec, and obviously it's going this year, Asbury Park, Atlantic City. And I think obviously when Jersey starts making that recreational tax, you know, New York's got to follow it.
Now, New York is a medical state, but they don't actually you can't get bud in there. So all you can get are pills, right?
Bullshit pills, and that cough syrup shit, you know what it's called.
Cough? What do you mean by cough? Oh, you mean like, explain that cough syrup.
They have a syrup that has THC in it, but it's got red dye in it. So all these things aren't good for
you. Oh, okay. Now, like, is this something pharmaceutical or one of the manufacturers decided to make something like that?
Yeah, it's a manufacturer out there. They just put something
and there's only, in New York, there's only five people or five companies, right?
Yeah.
That grow for the whole entire state.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact, and it's subpar product, man. I mean,
so that sounds very mafia-like right there.
It's New York, baby. Come on.
Ah, see? Even Vegas couldn't be that cold-hearted. They gave out, like, tons of cultivation.
Marijuana Parmesan, baby.
That's marijuana Parmesan. I love it. Shout out to my Italian motherfuckers trying to steal the game there in New York. Enjoy. They're fucking with you, though, so... Not letting you grow the flower, but they're going to realize how much money that shit's worth.
Yeah, when we spend our summers in Jersey.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
So, Fred, I also want to ask you, what's your wake and bake song that's coming to you that you'd want to be chilling like a villain to this morning and puffing with us out here on Purple Haze Radio?
I like a little reggae.
So who are we talking about? Who do you want on here?
I would per se say reggae, but I could go for some Bob Marley.
Okay. Some Bob Marley.
Classic.
Going real classic right here.
Who do you like?
What do you got? Bob Marley and the Wailers. 191 million on Three Little Birds. Wow. That's wild, huh? So I've been doing this and asking people, you know, who's like songs, and then I like see how many people actually on Spotify listen to it. That hasn't been the biggest number. And that's a close one, but the biggest one so far has been some song by Marvin Gaye, and that like blew my mind. Shout out to all my Bob Marley fans. Hope you guys are having a good morning no matter what you got going on. And if you're having a rough day, you know, just take a break, smoke a little weed, pull out some nugs, roll up a joint, come chill with us, because we're waking and baking this early morning. And thank you for everybody driving early this morning in New York and the East Coast. Just like my boys that came out here, I get up early in the morning so you guys can hear this shit at 7:10 a.m. And then we also replay. Well, I hear 4:20 in the morning actually here on the West Coast, getting up early for you. And then we're on again at 7:10 a.m. where we continue the cannabis shows that we have, and then have more cannabis shows at 4:20 a.m. And then 7 o'clock every single night, 365 days a year, we play a concert of all kinds of different bands, whether it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fish, whether it's 311 or Led Zeppelin. We got all kinds of great shows for you guys to enjoy every night on Purple Haze Radio. So I like Bob. This is a good one, but I think we need to smoke it up. We got to smog it up because we have our friends that are always logging in on Facebook Live that are going to check out the video, and they're going to be disappointed that why is Andrew not smoking so much today? And I have to tell you that I don't know. And this is usually my fucking power buddy here. This dude can consume like a machine. I don't know what happened today.
I'll explain to you what happened.
There was a miscalculation on this machine.
Oh, I see. I ended up putting something about the half a size of a dime.
We had people we talked about who overdo the oil.
I don't feel like I overdid it. I feel like I'm right there.
There is no overdoing the medicine, that's for sure.
All right, you just get right there.
What kind of bud you like, Jay? Indica, sativa? You a hybrid man?
I'm an indica guy.
Yeah. You know,
definitely like my blunts with indica, for sure.
That's nice. Yeah, that's the way to go for sure. Sometimes they call it in the couch. Yeah. Sometimes they put you in the couch. What's another song you would jam to this morning, Jay? And you used to actually be a owner of Pasha, which is a pretty wild nightclub, right?
Yeah, actually, my partner Eddie just opened a new place in Brooklyn, and now we're actually looking down into the Atlantic City area. So,
okay.
Big things coming.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you have either one of you guys want to give a shout out to anybody? Fred, you want to give a shout out to any friends, any businesses? Do you have an Instagram, Facebook, anything you'd like to give out?
I give a shout out to my boy Dino Baggio because he loves the friggin' publicity.
All right, Dino, what's up, my man? How you doing? And then EJ, anybody you want
to
shout out to?
I'm working with my guys when I'm out here in LA, the Golden Commodity guys, man.
Yeah,
big,
Golden
big
Commodity.
Big things doing with those guys.
And then your group that goes around the country. What's that website so people, if they want to check it out?
Yeah, I mean it's just the Shenong guys, and you know, like I said, we go.
Do they have a website people could check out?
They took it down on us.
All right. Well, that stuff happens, you see. But that's why you guys get to come on the radio. So no matter what you get taken down, you don't get taken down on this station. That's for sure.
The Instagram guys took us
Instagram
down,
Instagram motherfuckers, huh? It is what it is. But you know what? We still have a voice. And that's what's important, right? You can still speak and let everybody know what's going on. That's for sure. So whatever you guys are smoking on, come chill, come hang with us, and definitely look forward to a bunch of very good projects that we're going to be doing, together, and bringing out some very cool celebrity brands in different states of the United States. So, you know, you're gonna look at some great stuff that's gonna go down in Vegas, right? Can we say that?
Going on in Vegas. Yeah, Vegas, definitely.
Can we tell people any other places that they might be looking forward to the future of some collaborations?
Well, looking at Jersey.
All right.
Vegas,
Jersey.
Detroit. Some rebranding in Colorado.
Rebranding in Colorado. I like the sounds of that. Absolutely, for sure.
Definitely, man. And we're going to take this thing down into the Caribbean, too, which is another big thing that I'm happy about. You know, it's the first outside the United States launch for us.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's really the thing. What you gotta understand is, you know, the one good thing is that everybody thought all these years when you go to Jamaica, that Jamaica is just all I could smoke weed for free and roll around, not free, but like, you know, it's like pretty much legal. They were always actually pretty hardcore about it.
Yep.
Until when did they legalize it? Only like a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, and then they just issued licenses a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah, so like actually it's only a few weeks right now that Jamaica.
Yep.
Is truly a recreational state, and it's actually one of the, you know, few states, a few countries, you know, I mean, there are maybe 20 or 30 that are kind of similar around the world at this point.
Places going on, but it's,
I would say in the top 20. What other ones, is it Uruguay is recreational or no?
Well, you got Uruguay on. I mean, you don't have a lot of rec, you have a lot of medical.
Okay.
But you know, the medical market is almost runs like California, so it runs, you know, not as strict as in New York. There's a lot of leniency, a lot of self-medicating, so you don't
Absolutely.
Need a doctor. So, you know, it's funny because I'm, you know, I tell you, we travel all around the world, and people would think that it's legal in Amsterdam. It's not, right? So,
no. And they took away, did they take away the coffee shops? They did, right?
No, we still got them out there, but it's illegal to grow pot in Holland, right? So,
sure.
It's the biggest, you know, everybody thinks, hey, let's go to Amsterdam and smoke and everything's legal. It's not. So, but things are coming around, you know, so as more and more countries go on, you know, the acceptance is there. This is the time, so.
Yeah, and it's good that at least we got to a time where, you know, as it, you know, the United States as a country, okay, and it decided to be a lot more forward thinking, and the people voting, now half the country believes in medical, and there's 9 states, and even Vermont, the government said, fuck about people voting, we're actually going to legalize the motherfucker. So shout outs to Vermont for what you're doing, and I hope a lot more states will follow, you know. And then if all of them start doing it, then it doesn't matter what the government does or not, you know. So that's the interesting thing, that, you know, at least this plant kept growing and growing like the fucking weed that it is, and is able to make its way to all these people all over the world and help heal and make them feel better. thank you guys for coming on the show and stuff. I look forward to hanging out and definitely spending more time with you guys after this. I'm fucking a little bit tired, and since you guys came in from New York, we're definitely going to go get some food and definitely get the munchy part going on of the Wake and Bake. Just remember that we have all these great zones of music on Purple Haze Radio. Check out all the other Wake and Bake shows and cannabis shows that we got going. You got Pony's Puff Tuff show. You got the show with Jason Brown, the Legacy show. We got great shows coming out with Money B from Digital Underground and Jane's Addiction. Thank you, guys. It was good Wake and Bake, everybody. We'll catch you on the next show. This is Andrew Pizzacal, CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio. Thank you, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.